and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits, the most on-trend podcast on the internet. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two capable co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Gata. That's me. That's me. Thank you so much for introducing me. Gabe, it's a pleasure to be your friend, as always.
Aw.
You got a really special guest with us today, guys. She is our number one fan, proven by our online survey that we sent out to all of you, where you had to answer a bunch of questions, and then we scored you, and she won.
So, it really helps us with advertising, by the way. So just thanks for filling in those forms.
So here she is. It's my cousin, Bridget.
Number one fan here. Hey. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for coming, Bridget.
Thank you. I flew from Dallas just for this.
Yeah. She cleared her schedule. She bought a couple flights. They were like $1,000 each. So she's committed, and she won our contest. So
couple
I feel
flights.
Like, yeah, she flew to Mexico first, and then here.
Okay.
Just for the view.
Nice.
It's weird because usually, if I'm flying somewhere, like Dallas is like the connecting spot, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Big old airport there.
But you, you went to Mexico and then to LA.
Yeah, she likes the long haul flights just to look out the window.
There was a boat, too.
Yeah, you can see the boat from there.
Just for y'all, so.
Yeah, so
we really appreciate it. We appreciate anyone taking their time for this show.
She actually said, like, I want to pay more at the airport.
And you know how those airports are. And famously, money grubbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for coming all the way from Dallas. You, more than any other guest we've ever had, Agata since she was in diapers.
Mm-hmm. Diapers.
We
right?
actually yeah. had so matching dresses.
That's true.
You had serious. Magic dresses. Okay, matching we're going dresses. To track down a photo of this and put it up on twb.cool.
Moms even took a photo of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pointless.
Never mind. It's before, lost to history.
It was before Instagram, okay? Okay. Like, nobody was taking pictures. It was like a...
Yeah, no photos were ever taken before Instagram.
Yeah, we all know how it works.
Yeah.
By the way, follow Agata's mom on Instagram.
Oh. She doesn't have anything. She doesn't even have Facebook. My dad has Facebook, so you could request him and then ask him for updates about my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have anything that you want to report, like embarrassing stories or stories about how you and Agata were being bad girls and shoplifting or something?
No shoplifting. we used to play a lot of Mancala.
Mancala.
We loved Mancala.
That's a classic board game,
and
that's
like a classic bad girl game. You know, you really just, ooh, I put the marbles in there and it feels wrong.
Yeah.
It's because it's like gambling.
Yeah,
exactly. She taught me everything I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What piece of knowledge has she imparted that's been most useful to you in your life?
Just to be so cool all the time.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. I don't know why I asked. That's
I've taught all of you that same lesson. I feel like
For sure, for sure.
How to be totally
cool
and chill and never freak out about anything.
So much cooler than I used to be.
Yeah.
That's actually how we're very different. Like she doesn't freak out about anything. She's very chill, and I'm like, I'm like,
great Agata impression.
Thank you. Like we were on the beach like yesterday. Oh. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago.
Yep.
We took a little road trip. We were on the beach. She wanted to drink champagne on the beach, and I was like, we can't have champagne on the beach. It's glass. It's a rule.
She's a rule follower.
I'm not a rule follower always, but I don't want to get busted for something as dumb as drinking champagne on a beach.
Mm. Right.
There's people. Oh my God. We had a We had a crazy story that happened right after that champagne. There was a seal that was all the way up the coast, like all the way up the beach. And there were these three ladies who were like, they had these like, I don't even know, like giant wooden boards. And they were like surrounding the seal and trying to push it towards the ocean.
Oh, man.
And like, yeah. And when I asked them what was going on, they said sometimes seals, like the baby seals, get so tired from swimming that they just flop onto the beach to chill for a while. Yeah. And she was like, but this one picked a bad beach because there's people and dogs and like every there's a lot of commotion here. But like, I'll show you guys the video later because I took a bunch of Snapchats, but it's just like flopping around, like inching
into
closer
the sunset. Yeah, it was epic.
Inching closer and closer to the water, but
doing
like
the worm.
But it would just stop every like 10 feet and just look at us like, God.
Do you think that the seal wanted to just be a part of human civilization and these women were pushing it back into the ocean? And
that's what she said.
Yeah, yeah, really? Yeah.
I was like, what if he wanted to be on the beach?
Yeah.
And they're pushing him to the underworld.
Yeah.
The scary ocean with sharks, you know?
I was sad. I was so invested in it. Like, I was like really wanting him to be okay. But then I'm like, if he came out of the water, he must be tired. So, you know, what's going to happen to the poor little guy?
Do you think the seal was trying to make its way to an open mic night to perform a cover of Kiss from a Rose?
Probably, yes. Or maybe to be a guest on this podcast.
But did you know?
But anyways, we were drinking champagne.
We did.
Watching it flop its way into the ocean. It was a beautiful moment in our road trip.
That's great.
We did a lot of cool things. But we're doing like adult things now. Like, I feel like not that long ago in my life, I was like going places and just being like, I want to party. And now it's like, all right, let's go to bed early so we can get up and go to the castle.
That's not true.
Go on a tour to see the castle. Like
the castle.
Yeah. Hang out at the beach, have a picnic. Yeah. The Hearst Castle. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's so great. Have you been there?
I have never been there.
Whoa. And you're like from pretty close to there.
I mean, no.
I mean, closer than here.
Sure.
It's not that far from like San Francisco, right? It's like a couple hours maybe.
San Luis Obispo, it's near there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that area is where we would always stop, me and my buddy Ryan, to visit his grandma on a road trip back down to LA.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's north of that, a little bit north of that.
But yeah.
It's so you guys should check it out if you can. It's like
I will.
Very, very beautiful. Like, we went on a tour of the upstairs suites, so we got to see his bedroom and where the magic happened.
Publishing magic, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we had a really cool tour guide who was telling us all this stuff, and then she was like, you know, despite his bad qualities, he was like really nice to women and like employed this woman architect who like made all this beautiful shit. And then, like, treated his servants well and stuff. And we were like, what was the bad shit? And she was like, well, he was, like, really mean in headlines. Like, he would just run a story about Fatty Arbuckle, like, killing a woman or whatever.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah. Whoa. Classic story.
Classic story. But also, like, he was ahead of his time. Like, he treated women really well. His house is beautiful. You can see, like, they split it up into a bunch of different tours. So it's, like, upstairs kitchen, grand rooms, all this, and like it's like this like insanely beautiful like acreage. I don't even know how big it was.
250,000 acres,
and it's like right there. Massive. Along the right there along the water, so when you go up to the castle you can see everything like all around you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And just right here in California, we're not talking about
right in our own backyard
medieval days or London time or medieval times.
Right. And it feels very historic. Even though I guess technically compared to Europe, Europeans probably like listen to us talk about stuff like this. Like,
yeah. Ugh. That's a total European thing.
That's every
thing
day
too.
For us.
Yeah.
Right?
Every single day I wipe my butt with toilet paper that's older than that castle.
They have a lot of old toilet paper over there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's like, what Brexit was about.
Yeah. I think we all knew that. Secretly.
All those Brits were like, we got to get us some new TP.
It's crumbling everywhere. It's so old.
Agata, you know better than anyone, is with it in terms of trends. Are you similar? Do you?
No, not so much. Yeah, I'm not a social media person. I read The New Yorker. That's my news. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't have cable, so, you know.
So when people talk about, like, the Kardashians and stuff, do you ever know what they're talking about, or are you totally lost?
Who are they?
Like Kanye Kardashian, you know him?
Yeah. I mean, I heard about the jewelry being stolen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's mm-hmm. that's more than a lot of people, yeah. I think. Like,
I feel, in Dallas, you know, people are always talking about that kind mm-hmm. of shit, so.
Yeah.
You heard about this story, right?
Oh, yeah. She had many, many pieces of, and we're not talking like Lisa Frank here. This is expensive jewelry, right? Mm-hmm. Does Lisa Frank make jewelry?
Absolutely not. She makes pictures on the internet that are really neon.
Okay. Who's the one who does jewelry? Oh, Claire.
Claire's
Boutique. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah. I get her mixed up with.
Yeah.
So she had expensive jewelry stolen from her, and it's changed her outlook on life, right?
I mean, she stopped posting on social media for a while because she was so freaked out.
Right.
Her whole family did for a minute, and then eventually Kylie got back to posting pictures of her butt, and we were all relieved.
Yeah, I guess to answer your question, I like to remain mysterious a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, social media takes a bit away from that.
Yeah.
Nice to disappear.
She's not a big social media head. She doesn't post a lot.
Right.
But
she gets mad at me for it.
Yeah, we had a whole fight about it because she wasn't following me on Instagram. But she was following my friend Natalia.
It's a what? Lie.
I know, exactly, right? I was like, why are you following her and not me?
Agata is one of the top content creators I know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I was following you on Snapchat. It was an accident.
Yeah, right.
I'm your number accident. One fan. Come on.
You know what? We'll work through it.
And while you're here, I suppose we better introduce you to our weird producer behind the glass. It's Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Robo Laura Hall is the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway? You know that, though.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard the show.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been chomping at the bit to meet her?
Definitely. Number one fan here, so...
I mean, this is your chance to say what you've always wanted to say.
It is extremely nice to meet you, Robo Laura Hall. I really just want to take
Thank
you
out. Thank
you. You want to go out sometime?
I love you.
Great. I love you too.
She's getting horny already? Classic her.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
What did she say to you?
She said, I love you.
Robo, please keep it in your box.
Let's go to the beach and drink champagne.
She
sounds
She knows
down.
What you like.
See, she will let me drink champagne on the beach.
Hey, I literally brought a bottle out and poured it for you. What more could you want from me?
What? And
maybe see a couple of seals.
Ooh. Ooh, we did. After the seal saga, which was like emotionally draining for me, like we did see another seal at another beach later, and he was just floating on his back, just chilling, like moving up and down with the waves.
Agata, the listeners couldn't see this, but Agata just did a very seal-like physicality where she basically turned her face into a seal's face and it inflated and there she's really, yeah, oh man, if you could see it, it's really good.
It's good.
Asgata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Asgata may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Asgata, board certified addiction medicine.
Asgata is a segment we do every week where our listeners can write into us at twb.cool/ask or call or text 432-AGATA. Hi.
Hi.
And Agata will provide top-notch advice. For you, our listener. Anything that are there any things you've been wanting to provide advice about recently?
I mean, I just want to talk to anyone who will talk to me. You know, I'm just feeling a little lonely.
Okay. All right. Just write about anything. You got a question for Agata this week, Rebel Lore Hall?
This question is from Crestfallen. Dear Agata, I recently noticed that I was unfollowed by one of my favorite celebrities. I won't say his name, but it rhymes with Faye Figs. Needless to say, I am devastated, and I keep obsessing over my Twitter to see what could have turned him off. Was it one of my tweets? My profile pic? What can I do to get him back, and what can I do to prevent my other celeb followers from bailing on me too? PLS help.
Okay, so this person's having an issue with bay pigs.
Bay pigs.
Yeah. We all know and love bay pigs, right?
Bay of Pigs?
Mm-hmm. I think that's I'm assuming that's what she means, right?
Yeah, the Bay of Pigs stopped following her on Twitter.
And that's like a big deal.
Yeah, because doesn't the Bay of Pigs like follow a million people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to spread the message of what happened to the Bay of Pigs. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal for a lot of people. And I get it, you know, like, I'm sure that when you saw that, you start freaking out, you called your mom, you started crying, and then, you know, you look through your unfollow app and there it is haunting you, Bay of Pigs.
Wait, what's an unfollow app?
So there's apps that you can install on your phone that keep track of who's following you and who's unfollowing you on Instagram.
Ooh.
Honestly, I wouldn't recommend it because it just makes you feel like shit. And you're like, yeah, why the fuck did you unfollow me?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Is that how you found out Brigida wasn't following you?
Absolutely it was. Also, let me be clear. My job is social media. I know exactly who follows me. So if you don't fucking follow me, follow me.
Follow Agata on Instagram.
Instant Messenger.
On AOL.
Instant AOL Messenger. Instant Messenger.
What's your AIM?
ASL.
XGITI. For real, that was my aim.
XGITI. XGITI.
I had.
Was that an anime thing?
No, I had friends that used to call me Giddy.
Oh, I see.
Mm. I guess no one calls me that anymore. Mm. I don't talk to.
We should bring it back.
Giddy. You know,
Giddy.
Gat. Some people call me Gat.
Gat.
I've never really had a nickname that stuck, though.
Giddy is good, because you're always giddy.
Am I? I think that's relevant to me. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like...
Whoa. Okay, we don't need to know who Bay Pig...
Wait, everybody else say your AIM name. So I'm not the only one.
Oh, mine... Okay. I thought it was very funny. Spice Girls were big at the time.
Okay.
All the jokes were, hey, stupid Spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mine was Gabe Spice.
That's beautiful. July?
I never had one. So.
What
nothing.
The? July! Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
July!
Someone never learned to aim. That's why.
July's making me feel 100 years old. He never had one. What was yours?
Mine was like Blink-182 XOXO.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Obsessed. Yeah.
I remember we made our own Blink-182 posters when we were little. Do you remember that?
No, but I believe I did love Blink-182.
Yeah.
What did we do? What did we make? I'm sure
we
it was beautiful.
We cut out cardboard. And we like used green, yellow, and the it's like the 182 where it's like green, yellow, mm-hmm. and whatever. And we like colored it in with like pencil.
Sounds beautiful. Okay. We also made an avocado painting once.
That was beautiful.
My mom still
Andy
has
Warhol.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we split it up into like the Campbell soup, like four pieces.
Yeah, it was really original.
That was pretty.
It looked like the Campbell soup Andy Warhol picture.
Wasn't it like in the closet and you got really pissed because they didn't want to hang it?
Yeah, my mom was hiding in the closet pretending like she was going to put it somewhere, but it's horrible. So. It's not actually going to end up on their walls. It's fine. That's fine. My mom needs all the space she can have for all her giant horse pictures. She seriously has multiple giant horse paintings in her home.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You into that?
I am.
Does she have the painting of Pio Mai?
What?
From The Sopranos. You know, Tony
oh
Soprano's
my God.
Favorite
yes.
horse, Pio Mai?
No, she doesn't. She just has these like 3D horse thing. I don't know. I don't even know how to. They're like made out of leather.
Whoa. Yeah, leather.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see. We're going to track down some pics of these and put them up at twb.cool. Check them out. Episode page.
Okay.
So we don't need to know who this celebrity is. This is the situation. She reset. We don't know if it's a male or a woman.
Okay.
Male or a woman. He or she is upset because Bay of Pigs unfollowed them on Twitter.
Yes.
And it sounds like the advice that they want is it something that they did, which I don't think we couldn't possibly know. Or
yeah, send us your profile. We'll go through it and tell you exactly what you did wrong.
Or what can he or she do to make sure that they're not unfollowed by future celebs?
Okay. So, I mean, we can't say if it was something on your profile or not. I'm gonna go on a limb out here and say yes, your tweets probably suck. And Bam Pigs probably was like, whoa, this crap is filling my timeline. Get out of here. Unfollow. And how can you prevent it? Maybe write some better tweets.
What? Like, does she need like a staff?
Oh, yeah. Maybe like hire a couple interns, you know, college credit, young kids that are just hungry. Hungry. Not for food, for you know, credit.
A couple of interns.
Yeah, a couple. And have a couple brainstorm sessions throughout the week, mm-hmm. where you're like, what is relevant now that we can tweet about? And then you spit out something and then make them turn it into something funny. And then from there, your account just grows and you'll get more and more followers. And then with that comes the big accounts like Bay of Pigs. At Bay of Pigs.
At Bay of Pigs. I think that sounds like really good advice. I'm not Agata, this is the person to ask. Agata is a social media expert.
It's true. That's my job.
I have nothing that I could possibly contribute that that would be more expert than that. Does anybody else have anything to chip in here?
I mean, Bay of Pigs don't even have an Instagram, so they don't sound very great. Are they real?
What's Instagram.com/Bay of Pigs? It has to exist.
No. There's
Should we make an account?
I mean, it's a historic event. It should have more social media representation.
Absolutely.
Seems like. I mean, we had our finger on the nuclear button when that was going on, right?
There's somebody. There's an account. There's zero posts, zero followers, zero following.
What? Follow him.
It's private.
It's private. No.
What the fuck? Like, why are you sitting on that when
Ashley,
you know that I could use
it? Picture with water and pigs.
That's a different account.
It's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. That is. It's a literal Bay of Pigs.
It says swimming to summer with a sun emoji.
Okay, well, if you want your social... July, you got nothing in this case?
Nothing.
If you have social media questions that you want answered by one of the internet's preeminent social media mavens.
You should pay me, because that's my job.
Well, but you're offering
advice
for free.
Absolutely
on this podcast.
Not on work stuff.
Okay.
Do you want people...
So this is the first off-limits topic on this
it's
show.
It's off-limits to ask me to give you social media advice.
Okay, yeah.
Just I mean, like it would be off limits for someone to ask you to do something.
I don't have an advice column.
What if someone called you and said, Gabe, I need a project. Make me an app. Make it free. Imagine that.
I don't work that way.
Exactly.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
You got to pay people to do what they do.
So whoever this question was from, please pay me 25 cents. My Venmo is at...
It's at X Geeky or whatever it was.
New emojis coming in June.
Ooh, we got some new emojis coming. Is this we got an emoji movie coming too, right? Has anyone seen the trailer for this?
Whoa, are these that's a big barf.
Tied
big
in
barf.
With the upcoming emoji movie?
Okay, I don't know the answer to that, but there are some ones in here that I want to point out. Can you keep scrolling? Because I saw the list earlier and I was wondering, that's a cool draft.
I see a cricket. There's a couple different dinosaurs.
Zebra,
looks like a
hedgehog
or echidna.
gender inclusive emojis.
That's great.
There's an old lady. Okay.
Guy with a monocle.
Keep scrolling. Okay, wait. Okay, stop right there. Do you see where the zebra and giraffe are?
Yes.
Right above that. Those two people. What the fuck is that? They're just holding a spoon, right?
Oh. They're in the shower.
I thought they were in the shower. It was one of those handheld shower heads. Oh, yeah.
Looks they're eating soup in the shower.
They're taking a bath in a big bowl of soup.
They look naked.
Yeah, they're getting ready to be eaten like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
They're basting themselves.
They look naked, so I was like, are they eating soup naked? And that's like something that we needed.
What? Wait. You guys don't do that?
Is it because you get so sweaty from all the soup?
Yeah, and eating soup is a messy thing, so I do it shirtless.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is that an empanada?
Which one? Bottom, right? Looks so good. That looks so good.
You want to eat the emoji empanada. Yeah.
Should we get empanadas?
That sounds good. Yeah. Or just like the Chinese takeout box with a couple of chopsticks sticking out of it.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, too.
You know what sounds good? A hat with a frowny face on it.
Mm. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
It's right here. You see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a frowny face? I can't tell.
See. It's
yeah, it's a frowny face.
Wow, this is great. I can't wait to use some of these.
I'm glad we have two different green witches and two different mermaids. Oh, there's a merman.
Yeah, merman. There's a man genie and a woman genie. There's a man fairy and a woman fairy.
Okay, I get it.
They man and woman one Dracula.
One of each. I got it.
Wizards.
What about this cursing one?
There's a he Shrek and a she Shrek.
What is this cursing one? Is it saying to cuss
in an emoji form? You just can't write it out.
What is it saying though? Well, I want to know what word it said.
Whenever you feel like you're in a situation where you're frustrated and you want to say ampersand, dollar sign, exclamation point.
I know, yes.
July. Come on.
Oh, that's right. We don't curse on the show.
And that's a rule that we've stuck to this whole time. What was the question?
What's a five-letter cuss word? It's five symbols.
Balls.
I don't give two shits.
Yes.
Shits, balls.
Shits, balls.
Fucks.
Fucks. Penis.
Yes.
This is literally any of them can fit, I think. Cocks.
Cocks.
Holes. Perfect.
Asses.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm excited about these emojis. Is that a chef hat or is he blowing his top? I can't tell.
I think he's mad.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've been trying to like communicate breastfeeding via emoji for a long time now. Yeah. So I'm glad that there's one for us to just easily get it out there.
Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to communicate bathing in a bowl of soup.
What are these flags?
That looks like Sweden, Norway.
You would know that.
And Peru.
Peru has a dragon on it?
Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Yeah, you made that up. You made it up.
Although, eating in the shower is a good point. I never really thought about it until my friend was like, do you ever have like a shower beer? And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Just, it's nice.
Okay, shower beer sounds good. I think I've had a beer in the bathroom with me while I've showered.
You gotta put it next to you and shower and drink it at the same time.
It seems like it would just get in the way. Like... Okay. Do you need to be consuming beer as you're showering or just like have it
just
nearby?
Just like pour a little bit on yourself at the same time also.
Yeah.
It's like very wasteful.
Then you get clean after, so you're fine.
Well, what would be the point of doing it to start like with?
Soaks inside of you faster, you know?
That's like butt chugging.
Exactly.
That's like how you want to, if you want to get drunk really fast, that's the way to do it.
Oh, up the butt.
Yeah, get in your shower upside down.
Uh-huh.
Butt and do the beer.
See how much I've learned from Agata?
Taught her
how to be cool.
Yeah, I've
butt
taught her.
Butt chugging beer.
Yeah, that was our first like activity together. She was
Hi,
six,
Mom.
I was nine. And we were butt chugging.
Trek 5 will completely reinvent the series.
Hey, speaking of Shrek.
Is that why they put out those emojis?
Possibly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So wait, Shrek 5, they're making a fifth Shrek, which is way more Shreks than I already thought there were.
Should we go opening night?
And they say it's going to completely reinvent the series.
Should we go to Fast and Furious 8?
Isn't it Fate and Furious?
Yeah, you're right.
When is this?
I think it's opening like in the next couple
Soon.
Weeks. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I need you to commit on air so you can't back out.
We'll talk about it.
I want to go midnight.
I've gone to the last couple with you at midnight and fallen asleep both times.
Can I get you to commit to seeing the movie at midnight with me?
Okay, I'll go.
Yes!
I need a nap take back anyway.
You're going to nap through the movie?
Why aren't we talking about Shrek? I keep falling asleep during those late movies. They're too late for me.
No, I get it, yeah. It's a late show.
Can we go to a morning movie?
What the fuck?
Can we go to one of those movies where it's like a mommy and...
Yeah, can we go to the mommy and me of Fate of the Furious?
Absolutely not. You know, I'm getting kind of upset because...
That way I can use my new emojis of, you know, women breastfeeding the children.
Yeah. We all know the movies about breastfeeding. I feel like Dominic would never betray his family the way that he's made to look in the trailer. He's betraying his family, you guys. His family is the people that he chooses to be around him.
All right. Well, you already are having very strong feelings about this movie.
I'm already very upset about it. Like, I don't like the premise of it.
Because Dominic's bad.
He's been... The only thing that's been consistent is that family is what matters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, personally, I stopped watching after the unfortunate incident with Paul Walker, and I don't know how they could still keep making the movies. So,
people love it. People love the franchise.
I love it.
So they gotta keep making.
The last movie, he was still alive for most of it. he was still alive for most of it, and they like cut some of the scenes together without him. Like they used his brother, but he was in it. But like this one, he won't be in it.
No,
but,
like, no, he's in it.
Are you talking about?
No, he's in it. He's like a...
Are you talking about Ghost?
He's like a hologram in it.
Paul Walker holograms?
Are you talking about Ghost?
Gus, is that his character in the movies?
Ghosts. No, we're not talking about ghosts, I got so you can stop ghosts. Being scared.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said Gus.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't know if his character was in the films was named Gus.
How could you not know after we've seen so many?
What was his character in the film? So Shrek 5 is going to completely reinvent the series.
Was it Brad?
What does that mean to you? Are they going to are Myers and Diaz coming back? Is Smash Mouth coming back? Are they going to do a different song?
What does it mean to me specifically?
Yeah, what's a new Shrek mean to you?
I mean, if they're going to reinvent it, then it must mean that they're going to go back to the roots. What made Shrek the best?
Waffles.
Product placement.
Oh, yeah.
Eggo waffles.
Yes, Eggo. Waffles. Making waffles, but also just promotional items that you can buy as a consumer in stores, a la green Shrek ketchup.
Ketchup!
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was... Oh, yeah, we talked about this recently. It's so fucking gross. Why were
it's
we
so
eating green?
Great.
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 Yeah. I never had green ketchup. You were eating green ketchup with your...
I tried it. I bought the purple one.
Oh.
Which, what the fuck was the purple one? Why did they make...
Also Shrek.
Yeah, it was related to Shrek, but also it didn't make any sense.
Because of Lord Farquaad.
He's purple.
I guess. I
don't know. I've only seen one Shrek movie.
Which
but,
one?
the last one.
Shrek 4? Forever After?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I've seen the first one. A bunch of... Guys, that was like the big movie. That was the movie that everyone loved.
The big movie?
The big one.
It was pretty big.
It was.
Shrek 2 is, I think...
Donkey.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Yeah. I think Shrek 2 was more of a hit, and that really cemented Shrek as a character for everyone.
What happened in two?
What happened in two?
I feel like I never saw it, but maybe I did. If it's like a bigger deal.
Well, Gingerbread got big.
Okay.
That was a big old crazy cool part. Puss in Boots was, you know, it was the introduction of Puss in Boots.
Hello, okay, I am Puss in Boots.
I did see that. Yes, mm-hmm. I did see that. So how do you think that compares to like the Fast and Furious franchise?
Well, I think
they should have stopped making them after Puss in Boots died.
I mean, he's going to be in Shrek 5 as a hologram.
Oh, no.
Does Donkey betray his family?
It's been a long road from Puss into Boots. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
He's got a beautiful voice, doesn't he?
Funny pages. Ooh. That's Sonic 2, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, Sonic 2.
Sonic 2, yeah.
Had that as a kid.
That's cool that you sing that live.
They really do every single time.
Yeah. I like that. Who would have known?
Okay, this is July's Funny Pages part of the show where I, July, read a comic that I've never seen before. Brigitte?
I know my bosses call me Brigitte. And they're like really obsessed with it.
Like they
like laugh
incessant
every time. Yeah.
They laugh.
Well, because her name is spelled weird.
How's it spelled?
So it's Brigide. I don't know what influence my mother was under when she was having me, but there is an E at the end, so people get pretty confused because it's like Brigitte.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
it's not, yeah.
Just Bridget. It's cool.
Okay. Braggett. what is your experience with the comics? The Sunday Funnies.
I was obsessed with Peanuts. I used to cut them out and collect them.
Okay, cool. What was your favorite Peanuts character?
I like Snoopy. I was really weird as a kid. I would collect all Snoopy items. I had shirts. I had like Pez dispensers. I would cut out the newspaper. So we should do one of those.
You want to do Peanuts? All right, we'll do
Peanuts. She's been thinking about this for months.
Yes. All right.
She's been waiting months. Here. I remember your Snoopy Pez dispenser.
Yeah, it was huge.
I was like, give me some Pez.
Have you taken Brigida to Knott's Berry Farm? Don't they have Snoopies there?
What?
I did not take her there. They do have Snoopies there. It's like part of their
Snoopies?
Park.
Yeah.
Where?
It's they have tons of Snoopies.
Where are Snoopies?
What's a Snoopies?
It's like themed.
Where?
It's Snoopy themed at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, I remember.
Where?
There's lots of Snoopies there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful or you'll get mugged by a Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so Snoopy's a real thing?
Like, oh, yeah. That's not a joke. They're like.
Like how they have Mickeys at Disneyland, they have Snoopies.
Like hidden Mickeys? You have to find all the hidden Snoopies?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, all right, so we're reading Peanuts by Charles Schulz.
Who, it should be said, died...
Today.
20 years ago at this point,
maybe? Is that true?
Yeah, so...
How is he still writing ones?
Well, I think they've been in reruns, essentially... not to be confused with the character rerun
from
Peanuts.
Oh,
yes.
That from What's Happening?
No.
Never mind. How did he die?
Oh.
well.
He was trying to use his house as an airplane,
mm-hmm.
just like the Red Baron mm-hmm. did.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler alert: houses can't fly. Splat.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that was the inspiration for the movie Up.
That movie where George Clooney fucks?
No, that's Up in the Air.
It's Up in the Air.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Up in the Air, joining the Mile High Club. It's great. I'm a member.
You remember?
Anyway, oh, anyway,
let's
enough about me.
Let's unpack this.
No.
Who's the lucky lady in the airplane?
Amelia Earhart. Now, stop talking about it. Now, let's stop talking about it.
Wait, you were on that maiden voyage?
Yes, I was. All right, so anyway, we're reading Peanuts. This one's entitled Peanuts, featuring good old Charlie Brown.
Oh, good old Charlie Brown.
Looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 panels.
Ooh, it's Sunday.
So many panels.
April 3rd, 2017, at 7:56 p.m.
We got it in there.
BET dubs.
We see Snoopy with a hockey stick on top of his little red house.
Mm, okay, so he's playing hockey.
He's just sitting with a hockey stick.
Okay.
We don't know. He could be playing hockey. He could be getting ready to play hockey. Second panel. Snoopy thinks, because he doesn't really speak, right?
Right.
He just thinks.
Same with Garfield. It's unclear whether anyone can hear Snoopy talk, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he thinks, where's that stupid bird? He knows we have a game today. All right, so he is getting ready to play hockey.
Right.
Then we see Woodstock.
Right.
The next panel. He's floating. He's kind of above the ground, and it's sort of in a, like, we don't know where he is because there's not much. The background is like a light green color. We don't know where he is.
Right. Okay.
Maybe on the way to meeting Snoopy?
Yeah, for their big hockey game.
Yeah. Okay, next panel. It's Snoopy is looking at Woodstock, sort of like, hey man, you're late. He doesn't say this.
He's giving him a look.
Yeah. Next panel. Snoopy jumps off his red house, and Woodstock starts walking away. Next panel. Snoopy and Woodstock are now walking together. Same direction. Both eyes closed. Now, we're going to go around and we are going to guess what's the final panel. Are they going to play hockey? Maybe they're playing hockey in the final panel.
Okay, I have a guess. Snoopy is going to say to Woodstock, what's your excuse this time? And Woodstock is going to respond, line, line, line.
Mm-hmm.
Line.
Great guess. Gat?
My guess is that Woodstock is going to say, hey, man, if by the time we're both 40, we're both single, do you think that maybe we should just be together?
Oh, that would be sweet.
Brigitte?
I'm guessing that Woodstock is going to say, hey, man, I heard you have Snoopies at the farm.
You're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Come on, hold on a second.
Even me?
Yes, even you, Giddy.
Double check, please.
Wait, even Gabe?
Double check.
Even Bridget?
Yes. Yes.
Even me?
Yes.
Even her?
Was I off on the number of lines?
No lines from either of them.
Now this I don't believe.
Final panel. They're not playing hockey. Instead, they're in a bird bath.
Okay.
Nice. And there's no lines?
Snoopy kind of looks like, what am I doing here? Like he's frazzled.
We were supposed to guess that they didn't say anything.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
I feel like... I gotta say, my voice went up real high when I said that.
I feel like
when that Snoopy or Peanuts cartoons are less about setup punchline than just like, here's a thing that happens.
So, Brigitte, can you explain what happened there? Because you're the expert.
It's a slice of life.
It's a slice of life.
What? Yeah. Whose life?
Snoopy's. It's Snoopy's life. It's Snoopy's world. We just live in it.
Hey, you know? I agree with that.
Also, where was good old Charlie Brown in that?
Yeah, I thought he was in there.
He's in the bird bath.
He's snorkeling.
We can't see him.
Beautiful.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot to say about this comic, but I don't think I could say it any better than the juicy insider is at gocomics.com.
I'm not seeing the comments thing on here.
What?
Oh, found it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got scared.
Oh, my God. I got freaked out.
Okay, okay, okay. There's 16 comments. I'll choose three.
Yes, please.
Okay. Adiraju says...
Bless you.
Thank you. They say, welcome to spring, guys. So maybe it was a...
Oh, it's about how...
Commenting on spring.
It's, yeah, spring, the ice is melting, slice of life,
ah, see,
seasons
yeah,
changing.
Ice is melting, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 marriage pact.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
Perseus says, Snoopy must check the weather before planning the ice.
Great advice. And I like how it was presented that way. Snoopy must do it this way.
Dear Mr. Charles Schultz, make sure you get that in there for the next installment.
And finally, Orinoco Womble says, come on, Snoopy. Green grass all over the ground and you expected ice?
Grass on the field, am I right?
Oh, man.
Grass on the field. Of
grass on the field, play ball?
Play ball.
Is that what he's saying?
There's no ball in hockey. It's a puck.
Play ball, right?
They're talking about it. They think we all know what they're talking about.
Play puck.
Play puck.
You're from Canada. Come on.
Yeah, we're Canadian. We talk puck, not ball.
Pucks, my favorite five-letter swear word. That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Every once in a while, I like to go on the internet.
Uh-oh.
On Twitter.com and find a famous celebrity that you may have heard of. Everyone's may have heard of these celebrities. I'm not picking obscure
Lohan?
People.
Lindsay
I
Lohan?
Could do Lindsay Lohan.
Cher?
Oh my gosh. To do Cher. Oh, I'm going to do that one sometime in the future.
Ricky Gervais?
Oh, I'm an atheist. See, I can do that.
Oh, is it Ricky? Is it? You came in here. Boy, so accurate.
Oh,
so fucking accurate.
I'm an atheist.
Oh, you love God. I hate you.
I'm having a laugh because I'm an atheist.
I'm having a laugh.
But this week
I'm good at that.
So what I'll do is I'll.
I'm good at that.
Embody that. I'll try and put myself in the headspace of that celebrity, and I will create. Fake little tweets.
Prince William.
In the voice of that person. And it's a game that we like to call Tweety Little Liars. 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 Which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liar? This week, the celebrity tweeter is Larry King.
What?
Whoa.
And, Bridget, as our guest, you get to choose the first category. Would you like current events? Yes, Larry, or I've never.
Music.
No, you're not supposed to see those.
What was one of the options?
I've never would be great.
Okay. These are I've never tweets from... Larry King, which of these is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it? I've never been in a tattoo parlor. Or, I've never played a game of horseshoes start to finish. Or, I've never liked Ferris wheels. That's three tweets starting with I've never. I mean, it's crazy that he even has two that are real. But one of them is not. One of them is a Tweety Little Liar. Bridget, do you have an idea which tweet that might be?
I've never played a game of horseshoes start to finish.
Okay, Bridget says horseshoes. July.
I'm going tattoo parlor.
July.
He's got some tats.
July thinks Larry King's got some tats.
I'm going to go Ferris wheels.
And Agata says Ferris wheels. The answer. I've never played a game of horseshoes start to finish. It's the Tweety Little Liar. Bridget is correct.
What?
1 point.
I was going to pick that one, but I didn't.
It's just I'm the number one fan, clearly.
anybody you know ever played a game of horseshoes start to finish? Any?
What even is that?
I don't even
Who
know.
Who plays horseshoes, right? But it is a game.
Okay. So he's never been in a tattoo parlor. He's never liked Ferris wheels.
Why would he tweet about never being in a tattoo? That's a strange tweet.
It is a weird one. July.
Yeah, especially weird because he has tats.
He gets them home.
What tat does he have, July?
He's got He's got a dolphin tattoo in his lower back.
Classic Larry.
July, would you like music, strong opinions, or on the Middle East? That category that will not go away until someone chooses it.
I'll go on the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
JK, music.
Oh, that was close. July, which of these do you think is a Tweety Little Liar? Is it... The entire hashtag Oscars should just be at J Timberlake concert.
That is my opinion.
Or, bet you didn't know at Chance the Rapper's real name is Chancellor.
Is that true?
That cannot be true.
Or, at Bruno Mars is a superior music talent. July, what do you think?
I'm going with the second one.
Chance the Rapper.
Too jokey.
You're calling my tweets jokey?
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Agata?
I'm going Chancellor too.
Okay, and Bridget?
I will say the first one about Justin Timberlake.
Okay, and again, Bridget is correct.
What?
2 points.
What?
I'm the one who wrote the J Timberlake tweet.
It's too real. It's too real because it's true. I want the
does
same thing.
Does he use hashtags?
He does.
Okay.
He took that from another one.
Yeah, that's why it feels real.
Do I get a prize?
The winner does get their choice of a handshake or a kiss on the forehead.
No, it's a kiss on the forehead.
What the fuck is this?
How do you not know this
shit
by now?
I
don't want to force anyone to receive a kiss on the forehead.
The kiss on the forehead is happening.
So far, every guest that's won has gotten a kiss on the forehead.
Do you want to be the weirdo?
I want it so bad.
Okay. Let me provide you with your prize.
Yes.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming in for the kiss on the forehead. Oh. How does it feel to win?
Wow.
Speech.
I want to thank Gaza for teaching me how to be so cool.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Oh, this is
and,
really sweet.
And at Trends with Benefits.
So we've reached the end of the show. Oh, do I have an outro? I do. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Tweety Little Liars. Which tweet was real and which one was the Tweety Little Liar? All right. Great. We've reached the end of the show, and that is the time when we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the show earlier today. I feel like if anyone could talk Agata into doing it, do you think you could do it?
Agata.
No.
Agata.
Agata.
Agata. Agata.
Do it for me.
No.
Do it for Bridget.
Bridget.
You taught me everything I know.
You represent us. You represent us. I don't want to do it.
Okay, all right. I'm going to try and get every guest from now until the end of time to talk you into doing it, though.
No!
Okay, last chance?
No!
Do you want to participate?
Sure, I'll give it a shot.
All right, you know how it works. If you've heard the show before.
She's the number one super fan. She hasn't just
I've
heard
been
it.
Studying this.
Okay. She's been studying. She's been re-listening to every episode, figuring out our own ticks. What makes us really tick, you know?
Oh.
She knows it.
Oh, the clock I swallowed. do you have a suggestion of something that we can hoe down about?
But before that...
Oh, we have an intro.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale.
Bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn. And you come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, bro. It's
where you bro
down with your friends. And death. I just decided to try and spruce it up a little. I mean, it's great how it was.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. Did I ruin it?
No. I'm
sorry.
Just kidding.
Thank you to Matt Gourley for recording that.
That was nice. I was just joking. It sounded good.
Agata, do you have something that you would suggest that we hoe down about?
Let's do a hoe down about the spoon emojis.
The spoon emojis?
Just the spoon emojis?
Yes.
Okay. They were shower heads.
Were they?
Okay. All right.
Please give me smooches.
Oh, here, Robolore Hall. Sorry. Wait,
she didn't win the game.
Yeah, but she gets really jealous and she won't do the hoedown music if I don't kiss her too.
Just do your job, Robolore Hall. We pay you for a reason and we pay you with just affection.
I'm horny.
Oh, great.
What else is new?
I'm so horny.
Okay, we get it. To keep it to yourself. We have a guest in our
presence. No way.
We have a guest, Rubbler Hall. We have a guest here, and we need you to
please
hold it.
Please give me smooches.
No, absolutely not. Okay, Gabe, will you, behind the scenes?
She's not going to stop until you give her a kiss.
But she's not asking it for me. She wants it from you. You're the one who gives all the kisses.
Oh, I got confused. I thought she wanted you to kiss her.
Please give me smooches.
Okay.
She didn't clarify who she's talking to, so
okay. So we're gonna do about emojis, specifically the spoon emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Robolore Hall, if you maestra, wait, what do you say about maestro? No,
I don't know.
What?
Hit it.
Y'all ready to hoe down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So
clearly,
hard.
She needs to know.
Oh, we're ready.
So I went to take a shower today. I felt really great. So I got a best can of soup and I poured it all over Skadoosh.
She's up next?
Yo. Everybody, this is my hole. Pour your soup in your stupid soup bowl. I'm gonna drink it up, cover it in salt, and then I'm gonna drink a malt. That was my hip hop one.
The spoon emoji reminds me of drinking a beer. It fills me with a lot of cheer. I am Agata's cousin. Hey. What's up? She likes to say, yo, eat my butt.
She does.
I do.
Yo, I love emojis. They say more than words.
They're better than words.
Hey, emojis, you are my friends.
Till the very end.
Till the very end.
I was going to say very, and then I switched it up to gruesome.
And we said very end on the same note. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Did you write yours beforehand?
No. I'm actually just, I played basketball up until I was 19.
Oh, did that help you out with that?
Freestyle rap-offs on the bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It comes in handy.
Well, you just know, to
end
be,
everything
to be fair,
and eat my butt.
To be fair, I do say eat my butt to a lot of people. It sounded like that was the thing that I questioned it. It was because like it sounded like you pre-planned it.
I did not. So
I like to.
Sorry, I'm your number one fan.
No, it's cool.
No,
you put,
it makes
I think
sense.
You put Me to shame for sure on the show. You did an excellent job.
Well, she's the number one fan. Yes. So she's been studying us the way that we just have fun. We don't think about it.
Right.
But she's been studying us like we're a fucking textbook.
Spend an hour a week studying this podcast.
Bridget, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yay,
and for shedding some light on the mystery that is our own Agata.
Am I a mystery?
A little bit. Any other embarrassing secrets about her that you want to spill before our time is up?
No, I mean, she just taught me way too much about how to be cool. Mm. I owe her a lot.
So sweet.
Thank you, Agata.
That is very sweet.
I love you.
Do you have anything you want to plug on the show?
At Trends with Benefits.
That's not a
The best podcast in the world.
Oh, thanks.
Number one on all the charts. In Dallas, it's trending a lot.
Oh, and,
you know,
cool.
You got a lot of listeners.
Sharing it with
Y'all
your
probably
friends.
Didn't know that. But yeah, we have listening parties.
Oh, so nice.
I love it. I love it. Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug the Great British Baking Show, which is, I probably plugged it before.
You have, yeah.
But listen, it's a good show. And nothing makes me feel better than to see a couple of Brits making some fucking meat pie and just loving it, loving every second of it, and talking about their past and how much they love gathering mushrooms or whatever.
Mm.
And then and then seeing it come to life. And then Hollywood. What's his name? Paul Hollywood.
Shout out Paul Hollywood. Hollywood. July, do you have anything to plug?
No, I'll give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, how nice of you. What do you have to plug, Robo Laura Hall?
I want to plug that Hulk Hogan clip where he's in hell.
I don't know what that is. Is it because today's WrestleMania? Does that have anything to do with it?
I don't know. I think she just likes that clip of Hulk Hogan when he was in hell.
What clip is this?
It's a classic clip.
Don't know it. I'll have to look it up.
Look it up.
I also don't know it. You're not going to play it for
listeners.
Us?
Look it up, because we're not playing it.
Play
first. Well, okay, we'll watch it. Post-podcast.
Before we do that, I would just like to do what Bridget said. She, you know, she said it all. At Trends with Benefits. At Trends W Benefits some places.
On Twitter.
We're on Pinterest.
Wow.
We're
on Ello. We got recipes. Got a lot of recipes.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Oh, love you.
On a serious note, if I can plug my app that our company
has
created.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's called Maximus Life, just since you create apps. I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, what's
Maximus
that
Life.
Maximus
so
Life.
So it is a mobile platform for charities. And you can create on our app your own profile and create a charity where actually people will join the app, participate in challenges, and then money will go to charity, which we recently did with A21.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gotta do good. Gotta do good in this world.
Cool. Maximus Life.
Yeah, download that app.
Download that app.
And if you like the words on the app, send your thank yous to her.
One last thing I did want to get out before we go is I've been thinking of open sourcing Robo Laura Hall so that everyone can have one. If you think that's a good idea, Robo Laura Hall, will you create a Twitter poll on your Twitter about whether you should be open sourced and just vote on her?
I feel like one Robo Laura Hall is a lot. Like, if we're going to have a bunch, who's going to be keeping track of that?
Well, the point is, like, I can't do it all myself. I can't maintain the code base by myself. I need contributors.
I don't know what that means, but I believe you.
My code peeps know what I'm talking about. Okay. Follow me on GitHub at Gabe Dannon. I got a lot of...
Follow me on Pornhub at Gabe Dannon.
Yeah, both of those.
Oh, we're doing our porn plugs? Follow me on xhamster.com.
And with that, bye.
Bye.